So you have five big companies that can pay their bills, and each of them have five problems that they announce on a stage publicly. Then there's 25 new opportunities for the people in the room to say, I do that, or I know I can do that, or I have an idea around that. Can we work together?
Jim Roberts likes to connect people with people and people with resources. So waiting for the September grand opening of the Center for Innovation and Entrepreneurship, or the CIE, isn't even on the table. He's already coaching local entrepreneurs. The biggest pitfall for them, he says, is the tendency for these newly hatched innovators to get in front of investors before they're fully cooked.
These innovative companies don't come out of the womb tall, dark, and handsome. Some of them have scars and some of them have warts. And you have to work on those weaknesses to build them up so they are attractive to investors.
There are a slew of resources that many entrepreneurs simply don't know about. For example, Robert says being able to tell potential investors about a helpful state tax credit can be the difference between making a deal and not. The Qualified Business Venture Tax Credit, like the film incentive, can apply to innovative business ideas.
If an investor invests in a company below $5 million of revenue, that investor can write off 25% of their investment in their state income tax credits. So if they make $100,000 investment, they can write off $25,000 of that on their state income taxes. And that's a way the state has created to create more investment into innovative products.
But that tax credit will expire in January if state lawmakers don't renew it. There's also a federal grant for innovative businesses available to entrepreneurs. It's the Small Business and Innovation Research Grant,
which is basically non-dilutive equity for companies.
That means entrepreneurs don't have to give away a piece of their company in exchange for investment. The grant can range, says Roberts, from $150,000 to $1 million+.
And this is something that we really need to focus on in this region. We're trailing other cities, and it's an easy solution. There's actually an employee of the state of North Carolina, and this is all he does, is help entrepreneurs pursue these grants as a way to do economic development.
But there is a place for accepting investment in return for equity in the company. The new Seahawk Innovation Fund is local. Three general partners, well known within the community, says Roberts, could be the solution for that particularly treacherous time in a company's growth. He calls it the Valley of Death.
There's kind of this gap of investing that most funds don't like to do. And so that's what the Seahawk Innovation Fund will be, and they will be housed in the new Center for Innovation and Entrepreneurship facility at 803 South College.
Which brings us to Robert's vision of the center itself.
We have what's now called co-working space, and basically it's an office with multiple companies, but there are no walls. There's minimal furniture, no walls, and they share energy and expertise within the group.
A cornerstone of Robert's efforts at the center will be the events. He's planning workshops that cover how to apply for grants, how to raise capital, how to increase sales. And why is all this so important to him and to UNCW?
Well, UNCW wants to keep our graduates local. So it's really about retaining the best and brightest and keeping them here so they create the jobs that our future graduates want.
The grand opening of UNCW Center for Innovation and Entrepreneurship is slated for September 5th. Rachel Lewis Hilburn, WHQR News.